Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Monday, September 11th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. 22 years. No more Second Amendment in New Mexico. Virginia governor pardons a man. Convicted murderer still on the loose. And California has a bit of sanity. That's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, New York officials have identified the remains of two victims from the September 11th attacks, which were 22 years ago today. They were identified through newly adopted DNA testing. Still, 40% of the victims of September 11th, 1,100 people, remain unidentified. The governor of New Mexico, Michelle Grisham, a Democrat, suspended the right to carry firearms in public in and around Albuquerque. She said the recent shooting deaths of three children at a minor league ballpark last week was the last straw for her. So she issued a 30-day ban on open and concealed carry. And she also declared gun violence a statewide public health emergency. To be clear, you can't do that. You can't ban people from open and concealed carry just because you want to. So this will go to court. The governor says this will be enforced by state police and violators will face a $5,000 fine. Two Republican state lawmakers in New Mexico are calling for her to be impeached over this. The governor of Virginia, a Republican, Glenn Youngkin, pardoned a father who was arrested at a school board meeting in 2021. Maybe you remember that video of Scott Smith. He was charged with obstruction of justice and disorderly conduct for what happened at that school board meeting shortly after his 15-year-old daughter was sexually assaulted in a bathroom, a school bathroom, by a boy wearing a skirt. And Smith got fired up because the superintendent at that meeting denied any knowledge of any sexual assaults happening in school bathrooms. But he knew about Smith's daughter. The convicted murderer in Pennsylvania that escaped from prison, he's still on the loose. It's been 11 days. He's now been spotted more than 20 miles away from where the police had their initial search. He somehow slipped through the police perimeter, stole a van, and headed north. He's since ditched that white van. It ran out of gas, and he's changed his appearance. He's been knocking on people's doors and talking to the cameras to try to get inside. He was convicted in the killing of his former girlfriend. He stabbed 38 times in front of her two children. Always good to present a bit of sanity in California. There's not much of it. New poll in the LA Times asked Californians if they support cash reparations for Black Californians. That was shot down. 59% oppose, only 28% support. The latest proposal from the state is $1.2 million for Black Californians. San Francisco is seeking $5 million. In reparations. I'm Mike Slater, Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Monday, you may be aware that President Biden's open border policy, which has led to about 8 million foreign nationals crossing into the United States since Biden's been in office, has created havoc throughout the country. And nowhere is that best illustrated than in New York City, where hundreds of thousands of migrants have shown up and they need food, shelter, hospitalization for some and education for their children. Well, the city can't afford it. New Yorkers are the highest taxed Americans in the entire country now. The liberal mayor, Eric Adams, is demanding Joe Biden give him federal money, but Biden says no. And then there is the moral question. So I was reading an op-ed in Newsday, the newspaper of Long Island, and a Catholic priest is writing that we have to be humane toward the migrants. Okay, that's what Jesus would be, humane toward poor people who need help. But the priest does not acknowledge that the taxpayers need help as well. Most Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, and in order to pay for millions of foreign nationals, we're going to have to raise taxes on those people. Hey, Father, is that humane? I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name and town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Marianne McCain, Saluda, Virginia. I'm grateful for your daily messages. Thank you, Marianne. I hope everybody goes to BillO'Reilly.com first thing in the morning and reads a message. Okay? You are real and truthful. I appreciate reading the message every day. I look forward to them. The world has become a very scary place. I'm 74. I was a public school teacher. This country used to be a wonderful place. Why do they want to ruin it? Because they, the progressives, don't believe it used to be a wonderful place. If you get a hold of my book, Culture Warrior, I outlined a whole thing in that book. John Rookney, Lincoln, Nebraska. Bill, what do you think of term limits movement for Congress? Will it succeed? No, not now, because these people want to keep their power as long as they can. But if there was a popular uprising swell, that might change. But the way it is now, no. Peter Dobelman, Omaha, Nebraska. You mentioned that McConnell, Feinstein, and Biden should resign because they can't do their job. Why didn't you include Fetterman in that group? Because we were talking about age, old age. Fetterman isn't in that category. Now, Fetterman's physician, personal physician, says he's able to do his job. Okay, so it would be unfair to put Fetterman in that group. I don't think Fetterman can do his job, by the way, but that's an opinion. Jean Paquette, Portsmouth, Rhode Island. Bill, you stated that Mitch McConnell should resign, but Kentucky has a Democratic governor. If he resigns, would the governor appoint a replacement? Kentucky has a law that if a senator or anybody else has to be replaced by the governor has to pick three selections from the replacement person's party. So McConnell, three people would be given to the governor, I guess by the legislature, the Republicans in the legislature, but he'd have to pick a person of that party. That's in Kentucky. In a moment, something you might not know. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 22 years ago today, the United States suffered the greatest terror attack in history. 19 jihadists seized control of four commercial airliners, crashing the jets in New York City, Northern Virginia, and Pennsylvania. Between 8:45 and 10:30 a.m., 2,977 people were killed, 10,000 seriously wounded. By comparison, 2,400 Americans died during the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. In 2019, the National Memorial at the World Trade Center in New York City unveiled a new addition, unmarked granite slabs honoring the growing list of victims who perished from diseases related to 9/11. Officials estimate 25,000 people have developed life-threatening illnesses from the toxic debris that fell over Lower Manhattan. 2 decades after the attack, 5 men are still facing charges at Guantanamo Bay for plotting 9/11. The defendants are accused of directing, training, or providing financial support to the jihadists. The trial was supposed to begin in January 2021, but was delayed because of COVID. Now, the mastermind behind 9/11 may avoid the death penalty entirely. Lawyers from the Justice Department are considering a plea deal with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed that would spare his life. Mohammed allegedly concocted the 9/11 attack with Osama bin Laden in 1996. He was captured by American soldiers and has been detained at Guantanamo since 2003, 20 years. And here's something else you might not know. At the height of America's war on terror, 700 men were held at Gitmo, all affiliated with Al-Qaeda. As of September 2023, this month, just 30 detainees remain inside the prison camp on U.S. soil in Cuba. The Biden administration has vowed to close the detention center before the end of the president's first term. But no plan has yet been announced. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.